Time to get a bit of Monday motivation. Rick Mirabella is the man just to do that. He's from runners.com. Rick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo, and all of Central Vic. What a beautiful day.
I guess it's a funny old time, really, for people now starting to get back to normal. I mean, we've seen a few crowds on the weekend in Melbourne probably getting much too much back to normal. But, you know, for people just wanting to get back into routines and stuff, we're starting to come out of the weird time.
It is, and it's bomb. Weird time, unprecedented time, all these adjectives have been used. And if you are emerging from a lockdown, and especially if you feel like you've been locked away for 8 months and haven't been able to work or do anything, and now it's like, Christ, it's late November, it's nearly Christmas, the kids are back at school, and everything's kind of as normal almost, and it's like, well, I haven't done anything for 8 months, and I can't fit into any clothes. It's normal, okay? So the biggest thing is to take the pressure right off, okay? So, again, no negative narrative surrounding it, and start out really slow, like we always say. So commence on a Monday and finish each walk or workout or whatever it is feeling like you could do more, because the chances are, if you haven't done much for 8 months, stuff's going to feel really hard. So don't feel like, oh, I've got to compare myself to what I was in February, or I've got to compare myself to what I did 5 years ago. Start out very, very slow, and like we always say, mate, it's just that compounding of the sessions. It's not about trying to go from 0 to 100 in week one or two. And so don't think you go, oh, I can't even do what I did in January. Well, that's irrelevant. It's just building up slow and then building up. Now, set yourself a little 6 week reboot from now till Christmas, and you'll find by Christmas you can do a lot more.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I reckon one of the worst things or hardest things is that when you first start out to try and drop a few kilos or whatever, you know, it doesn't happen straight away, and it's easy to lose motivation after that first week or two, going, oh, God, the scales are still the same, it's not working. But you just got to keep at it, don't you?
Yeah, and don't try to go from and drop 5 kilos in a week. Don't try to be trying to run 5K in a week. It's really simple. And the biggest thing, like you said, the scales, is just don't look at them. Guys, I know it's a human thing, but we can start to change these habits over time. This is a great time to start. Look, if you're ever going to change habits and change the way you do things and the way you look at yourself in general, why not now, like after what we've gone through? So this is a brilliant time. But again, like we say, don't look at it as a chore, because it is. Stuff's getting busy again. The rat race is commencing again. But let's learn something from what we've done, and just, okay, well, it is a privilege to move. A great quote from Wayne Gretzky that I read on the weekend, mate, is someone asked him about, did his parents make you train 40 hours a week on the ice? And he goes, no, they never told me once to go. I never looked at it as practice. I always looked at it as play. That's pretty cool in all things in life, I think. But not looking at it as practice or training or a chore. It's all play, because at the end of the day, moving is just play. So yeah. That's a great quote from the greatest hockey player ever, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I use, you know, you say not to go near the scales. I use the belt test. I've got my favourite old belt. It's about 10 years old. And it's got the hole on it that, you know, I just go, yep, I'm still on that one, and it's comfortable. Still on that one, and it's comfortable. So that, for me, that tells me everything.
To be honest, that's more important, and a better indication, to be honest, as well. And that's not relying on hormones or fluid or any other issues that could affect the scales. That's purely how am I around the waistline. And that's spot on. And that'll be a great indicator moving forward as well, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, well, after 10 years, the rest of me's pretty shizen, but the waistline's still great.
you've kept that area accountable because of this belt. Magnificent.
Good. Terrific. All right, mate. Listen, have a great week. Talk to you next week, Rick.
Thanks, guys. Have a lovely week.
Yeah. Rick Mirabella from runners.com, RUNNEZ.com. Bit of Monday motivation here on the Wake Up Call at Gold Central Victoria.